Warning, this podcast will contain adult content, adult humor, adult language, talking about boobs, boobs in general, and the occasional spoiler or two.
Hey, I'm going to be talking about man bits, too.
Hi, and welcome to Anime Experts, episode 3, is it now?
Yep.
And if you're up to episode 3, then God bless you for still keeping with us.
Yeah, really, congratulations. Shit.
Or if, for your atheist out there, if you're listening, thanks, I guess.
Yeah.
Have to be multi for everyone or something like that.
Yeah,
politically
correct.
Well, yeah, considering our warning.
Yeah, really. Fuck that. Thanks for listening, guys.
Seriously, thanks. We're bored.
Blah, blah, blah. Continue.
Anyway, today for our show, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite series. Not entirely sure if it's one of Itsuki's or makes it on her list, but definitely is on mine. Tenchi Muyo. I guess it's what we're going to call it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll be talking about Tenchi Muyo and the many different things that came from it. Anything for you, Itsuki? Because I know you have something special for today.
Oh, yes, I always have something special. Today's something special is the Who's Who in Anime Game, because it's my turn to get you to stay back for last week.
Yeah, get me back for last week. Don't forget, though, are we going to throw a bone out there to say if anybody can find a better name for it, give it to us?
Yes.
Or maybe tell us fuck off and keep the name as it is.
Yeah, if you can, like, seriously, if you can think of a better name, I'm still looking for one, because I know...
You? We're both looking for one.
We are. Okay?
I'm just being lazy about it.
Exactly. So we might as well think. But if you can think of a better name, tell us. If you think this name is good, tell us. Tell us something basic we like to think.
We really want the reviews. The reviews are mostly, or reviews and comments are mostly for us to see what you guys think we can improve on and try to make the show better.
Listener input is gold. We love it. Give it. Even if you say you suck, like you as UK in a fucking comment, I would like bathe in it.
Wow.
Well, okay, I'd probably be kind of sad, but please don't.
Flamers, we'll get pissed at it. I'll admit we will get pissed. Anybody would, but the truth of the matter is, it just shows that.
Reply if you want it.
The truth of the matter is, it makes us feel a little happier that people are actually listening to our stuff and commenting on it anyway. So, we'll play the Who's Who anime game at the end of the show as always. But let's get back to the main topic of today. Since we chose yours last week, we'll go with one of mine, which is Tenchi Muyo.
Yep.
For those of you who are familiar with Tenchi Muyo from, well, one of our dearly departed friends, Toonami, whatnot, still can't believe that went off the air. Tom was such a great guy. But anyway...
All good things must come to an end.
Well, for those of you who saw the commercials on it, I can still remember the commercials vividly from Toonami on this Tenchi Muyo series. And to be frank, when I saw it, I said, ugh, there's no way in hell I'm going to watch that. It's just got to be terrible. Oh, God, was I wrong. So many boobs, it wasn't funny. Sorry. Anything to comment?
I like this. No, I don't know. Let's see. I like Ryoko.
I can't say I hate her. One of my favorite characters. But first, why don't we say the summary on this one, shall we? From our favorite source, as always.
You want me to dig it up?
I've got it, unless you want to say it. Give me something more to say, because I was...
Yeah, really. because I don't know how much I'm going to have to pay on this. Honestly, it's not.
Well, there's the link for you.
Yep. I heard the gaboo. Or is it the boo? It's the boo.
Yes.
That's a different noise. Okay. Tenshi Masaki was a normal 17-year-old boy.
Wait. He was 17?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. He looks like he's like 5 years
Seriously.
Old.
Seriously, how many animes are out there where the guy is like looks like an average teen or something, but he's supposed to be like 12 or some shit like that?
Fucking Bleach. Okay, Ichigo is 15.
Yeah, I know. Right.
And he looks like he's like 22. I'm like, what the fuck?
But anyway, please continue. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
17.
It's okay. No, it's cool. It like broke my brain too. Tenshi Masaki was a normal 17-year-old boy until the day he accidentally released the space pirate Ryoko from a cave she was sealed in 700 years ago, as people thought she was a demon. In a series of events, four other alien girls show up at the Masaki household as Tenshi learns much of his heritage he never knew about and deal with five alien girls who have some sort of romantic interest.
I really love what A&N says for the genres under this thing. Action, adventure, comedy. No, that's themes. Comedy, drama, fantasy, romance, science fiction, and supernatural. But the themes, aliens and harem.
Yeah, really.
Of course, that plot summary wasn't as good.
Really bare bones.
Yeah.
Really let me check Wiki.
Well, there's a reason why it's bare bones, first of all. For those of you wondering why we're saying that, it's because Tenshi Muyo, the first series that came out, and it's called Ryooki, but most people don't realize that, it was an OVA, a pilot OVA to be precise, that came out as a test, you know, to see if the community would love this series or accept it. And I guess at the time, with the fact that it was talking about some crazy shit with aliens and naked girls and all that crap and harem, it just, they didn't think it would work out so well.
Yeah, because it only was 6 episodes.
Yeah, well, that's because it was the first OVA that came out for Ryooki. Then you've got the next OVA, as far as they have it listed, is The Night Before the Carnival, which is only one episode. Then you get the third OVA, the fourth, and then the final one, which came out. The last two came out after, like, X amount of years.
Yeah.
The original airing for Tenshi Muyo Ryooki was only 13 episodes. But in recent years, during 2003, they released Ryooki OVA 3 or 4 if you're counting, depending. And it actually continued where the 13th episode ended, which was Here Comes Jirai. And of course people were kind of pissed off about that. It seems to stop right when the series is picking up.
It did.
Yeah. But after that episode, they gave you 7 more episodes to round off the series at an even 20, which is kind of unheard of with a lot of anime series, frankly, because most of them, they try to stop at 24, 26, because they can't guarantee it all to be able to go 100 episodes.
Well, plus, that also gives it a chance to round out, that gives it a nice even number.
Yeah.
It actually goes for half a year.
Yeah.
Like a week, 6 months.
Well, you can say that because of the fact that how received it was. They can argue 6 episodes, we'll see how well it is, and then we'll drop more episodes to see if people want it. What most people confuse with Tenshi, though, is the Tenshi Universe and Tenshi in Tokyo.
Which are two different incarnations of it, but it's still the same idea.
Sort of. I mean, what are your thoughts on Tenshi Muyo, though?
Honestly, I like the original, what was it, two discs, three discs, four discs?
I think it was originally three discs. We're talking about the the 13 episodes, not the extra seven that they tacked on later.
Yeah, it's three discs. Right. I liked that. I liked those a lot.
Oh God, I'm not the only one who thought it with the way the voice actress that they had for Ryoko. Sometimes when she spoke, it was just perfect.
Yeah, in the first episode or so, it actually took me a while because I rewatched it. I rewatched almost all of it the last couple days so that I would actually know what I was talking about this time. I figured that would like be important. It took me a minute to get back into it just because you could, I don't know, it didn't. I'm going to try and finish this.
Didn't register?
It's not that it didn't register. It's just that the dubbing quality, I mean, I'm not talking about the audio quality, but just the quality of the acting.
Yeah.
Wasn't as good in the first episode as what I'm used to. I'm used to watching, like, newer stuff, like Fight for Mold.
The vintage on this series, though, is 1992. That's the original release.
Yeah, exactly.
The original release was 1992.
US
release was 2000. That's what they're saying here, in 2000. Which would make sense. I mean, I'm just saying...
It got better. It got better, don't get me wrong. It got better. I like this score, but it started, and I just was like, man, how did I watch this? This is fucking ridiculous. That's why I watched it. Because it's so stupid that I couldn't stop.
Yeah, hey, I'm sorry. I think it had a good story to it because... Not just because it was the harem stuff and whatnot, but you take an average guy and toss him in the middle of this. I'm sorry. It was kind of funny. I couldn't stop laughing with some of the scenes in there. And it didn't even require the nudity.
Yeah, Ryoko getting naked all the time was just like, what?
Yeah, well, her character was interesting.
There were some things that I liked more than others. It kept trying to get kind of plotty at some point, and I thought that was kind of ridiculous when it was obviously a comedy, and it was supposed to stay a comedy, and just the fucking stupid actual plottiness the fuck out of it.
Well, Tenchi, that's the other problem with the seven extra episodes that were tacked on later. While there was a plot to Tenchi Muyo, there was a plot.
It was kind of loose. It was very silly.
The point of it was they were all together in this house for one random reason or another, and it was just supposed to be what their daily lives were and living together. While they had some action scenes, some fighting scenes, like the Kagato scene where Tenchi almost dies fighting this guy.
Yeah.
And then they go back home, and everything's fine. They're just whatever the hell.
Yeah, I mean, it's either going to be slice of life or action. You can't do both.
It
couldn't make up its mind on that. That's obviously a lot.
Well, that's kind of what I liked about it, was that they didn't want to... They wanted to give it that kind of life look, and then they went to action just for the hell of it. Throw something random in there, but I figured you'd like it more than anything with that Excel Saga.
Oh, I loved Excel Saga. Because Excel Saga is ridiculous and random, and it knows it's ridiculous and random, and it just grabs you by the ass and then runs away, and it's like, here, have some cocaine, and it'll be awesome. And it's like, zoom, and...
Yes, tell the readers to go to cocaine now. Ugh.
Yeah, no, drugs are bad. Drugs are bad.
Live by the influence.
Drugs are bad. Actually, I'm not even using caffeine right now. Drugs are bad.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway. But no, the 7 episodes that it tacked on later was trying to give it a storyline, which was fine, I guess. I think what pissed me off the most was the change in actors. They kept the same actors for the 3 movies and the the other 2 series that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, some of the actors said they wouldn't come back. Like the actress for Ryoko said she wouldn't come back. She was done. And
I don't blame her. She'd done it to death.
Considering the 2 series that followed Tenchi Universe, which actually had a plot to it. That's what the major difference was with Tenchi Muyo and Tenchi Universe, was the fact that Tenchi Muyo was a pilot series. We have to say that because it's what it was. And then you look at Tenchi Universe, and this was a full-blown 26-episode series. Or was it 24?
I think it was
26. 26-episode series. So, again, that had a plot to it. Now, the Tenchi in Tokyo, on the other hand, that was like taking the plot and throwing it into East Jesus and hoping it will still survive. I mean, really, when you look at it, it was sort of the same story, but not really. Because in Tenchi Universe and Tenchi Muyo, they're talking about the trees of Jirai and a power from Jirai. But in Tenchi in Tokyo, instead of having the famous sword that supposedly Yosho killed the space pirate Ryoko with. Which,
yeah, he didn't do a real good job killing her, by the way.
No. And which, by the way, for those of you who don't know, let's see. Ryoko is, what, over 800 years old or something?
Sounds like that.
So she's a cradle robber, if there were ever one. Aika's got to be over 100 years old or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, no. She's over 700 years old, too, because she was...
She's been going for a long time.
Yeah. We're talking about Yosho.
Yeah. And she was
Grandfather, and supposedly Aika's brother, and was supposed to marry.
I think he was her stepbrother.
No, half brother.
Half brother, that's right.
Half brother. And he was supposed to marry his half sister. So, yeah, they were into incest too, which was really weird if you ask me. But anyway. So, yeah, there's that. And then you've got Washu, who's even older.
Yeah, really. Washu is 20,000 years old.
Yeah, 20,000 years old, but she acts like a child. And really, after finding her backstory in this, in the first OVA, it makes sense. Her backstory, she's the greatest scientist in the universe. She was an instructor at the Galaxy Academy or something like that of science. She had a family and a child, and then that was taken away from her. So really, I can't blame her for wanting to live as a child because she believed that adults were fucked up. If she couldn't be with her child and the man that she loved, why should she act like an adult when they're so screwed up to begin with? It makes sense to me, really. Why should we, you know? Oh yeah, and Ryoko's her daughter.
Yeah, as is Ryoko.
Yeah, in a weird way, but still, you look at the series and everybody's being a cradle robber, frankly.
Yeah, they're all kind of creeping on it.
The only one who wouldn't be, and they really didn't explain how old she was Mihoshi.
She's probably pretty.
No. But everyone else, oh my god. Forget it. The only interesting thing really about it was when they threw in the 7 extra episodes, they added more characters and explained more. Which reminds me, some of the things about the English dub are screwed up with this series.
Well,
yeah, no. It was a long time ago, And back then, when the English the Japanese dubs came over to the U.S., the translations got screwed up. Like, for example, those of you who go and watch the English dub, which I haven't had a chance to actually see a Japanese version of it yet, but they had a mix in translations for two of the characters. One was Ryo Oki, which later doesn't make any sense because one of the episodes is dedicated to this little rabbit kind of thing. Which, you know, my Dizzy, I really wish we could have named her Ryo Oki, because she really reminds me of her.
That would have been so cute.
I know, and she eats carrots, too.
I know!
It would have so worked. For those of you who don't know, Dizzy, which we really haven't talked about the animals we have, but Dizzy's this little rat that we have here at my house. Just this little little dog, and I'm not used to things that are very small like that, because I'd step on her. But she loves me to death, I don't know why. And she loves carrots. She just absolutely adores them, just like Ryo Oki. And she even smiles like Ryo Oki does when she sees a carrot. Oh my god. Ryo Oki would have so worked for that dog. But no, I had to name one of our dogs Hanami.
Hey.
Yeah, live up to her namesake. But anyway. So, we have a translation error here where they say Ryo Oki's a guy. Well, from what I understand, with the Japanese language, the word for he and she don't really translate, or aren't really that close enough to have a translation error, but whatever. Then there was one for Tenchi's mother. They show this woman who's got this gray hair, and when you bring this over to America, it was translated wrong because they couldn't really hear what Tenchi called her in the series. And they just took her appearance at face value and said that was Tenchi's grandma, when in fact it was his mother. Which, by the way, since you didn't finish the 7 episodes, you later find out that his mother was suffering from, like, Alzheimer's or something.
Yeah, no, I've watched them before. I just didn't rewatch them.
Yeah, and for those of you who are wondering, okay, well, what about the movies? You've got 3 different movies, and the 3 movies are saying, well, the first movie is about Tenchi and his mother. It's mostly about his mother.
The movie is fine if you do extra canon, but not really. It's like any anime movie that also has an actual series to go with it.
No.
Just take it at face value and smile and nod and look away. It's all like that.
Sorry if I'm talking the most. It's just...
It's okay. You know more about it, so I'm cool with it, honestly.
Well,
I'm just in the bits I do know.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that the movies really sync up the series at all, because they don't.
Like I said, it's like any other movie that has an anime.
No.
You get a base value.
Our last episode, we talked about The Conquerors of Shambhala, and that really was a continuation. But then again, there are...
The series was still totally wrong.
Yeah, but
it
still.
With the series itself, it's like calling the Naruto bug-catching filler something.
Well, the movies don't even sync up with the series either, so...
Exactly.
But, again, Kiyone was not in the series until the 7 episodes, and it wasn't even the same character. So, I mean, she didn't show up until Tenchi Universe as being Mihoshi's partner. So, figure that one out. And then...
Yeah, all she had in the first whatever chunk.
Yukinocho, the little robot for her ship, which was really funny. Mihoshi is probably the only character that really doesn't change throughout any of the series. Because Tenchi in Tokyo, which we haven't even touched base on, was about Tenchi going to school in Tokyo. And,
right.
Yeah, living in Tokyo and everybody living too far away from him and trying to still be in his life. You know.
What do you mean he's in Tokyo? I thought he would be in Okinawa.
I know, right? But still, The series, I think, overall, the first series was the best. The pilot series was the best out of all of them. If you look at Tenchi Universe, you'll say, well, yeah, that was a good series too, but technically speaking, it was just a remake of the first series, because the first series didn't have a plot. That's what I found to be the best part about it. It just was funny that way. But when we get to the 7 episodes, and I know Itsuki was just as pissed off as I was when they had the new voice actresses, especially for Ryoko.
Oh yeah, my god.
I'm going to put it out there that I also have not seen the sub on this. I've only seen the English sub. So I can't compare anything to the sub. Stellar Pursuit or something. I'm begging for comments. Yeah.
Personally, I didn't want to look at the subs for it, and that was because it was kind of this is one of the series that was one of the landmarks that got me into anime, and I didn't really feel like going and ruining the experience I had with the first one. If it was a series that I hadn't seen years and years ago and then brought it back later for myself, I probably would have watched the subs. But even then, the subs wouldn't have been right back then. So, and that was way back before the internet was as popular as it is now. So, I personally just would have just left it at the dubs, because that's what I was happy with at the time. Unfortunately, when you get into those 7 episodes, though, while, like we said, it gives you some kind of plot or tries to continue where things left off, and they do introduce new characters, it's just when you think about the first, even think about Tokyo and Universe and the movies, you think about the first part of the series and the voice actresses that they had for some of the characters, and you go, oh my god, they actually found somebody even more snobbish than, I don't even know the
action
for Ayaka. I don't remember the original voice actress's name for the life of me. But they actually found somebody even more snobbish for her. And Ryoko, oh my god, they had to get the highest pitched woman in the world for it.
I know, right?
It was the Ryoko that they had, and I can understand why she didn't want to do it anymore. I'm not going to bitch mostly about that. It's just, she sounded just right. She had that edge to her voice that made it just right. I'm sorry. You know? Just right for it. It worked. I don't even know how to say it right. But then you bring in this other one, it was terrible. You were lucky you didn't shoot her.
Yeah.
But sure, they continued after that with those 7 episodes. And then, of course, they had another spinoff that came from this series, from at least Ryooki, the pilot series. They had a spinoff afterwards, which was GXP, which we'll get into that. But for Tokyo, they had 2 spinoffs that came off of that, which was Pretty Sammy and Mihoshi Special. Pretty Sammy, I know, got its own series eventually back in 2006, and I can't even believe it got further than what it was. It was a really stupid premise, so we can't really talk about that one, because I absolutely know nothing on it, and I didn't even care to look at it.
Yeah, you're not the only one. I just was like, okay, sure, another magical girl. Yay!
It takes a premise from 3 episodes that happened in Tenchi Universe, which was the time and space episodes, where
I know what the idea came from. It's
they just, don't. They may not.
Well, okay. Sorry, I just don't like magical girls. I just,
Yeah, Sailor Moon, kind of thing. It was a Sailor Moon kind of thing. But in Tenchi Universe, they had an episode where Washu created this device that could make a universe kind of thing based on what you specifically input into it. And she was explaining it to the whole group of the house. And everybody went to bed that night. Everybody decided to wake up and put in their own universe that they wanted to have with Tenchi. And it screwed up the machine really bad that they had to have 3 episodes for it.
Oh my god, actual plot. What is that?
Well, this was actually what you would call kind of a filler episode, because it really didn't have anything to do with plot at all.
Yeah, it was like half-assed filler.
Yeah, considering that the plot for that series was more focused on Jirai than anything else. Yeah. The first series was focused primarily on Tenchi's interaction with the girls and just random shit like that. This second series universe was focused primarily on Jirai and the involvement of Jirai and how things worked with them. And then the third series was primarily Earth's involvement in anything. It just didn't really do much for the series. And frankly, I think it was trying to introduce more romance to it. Because it's Tenchi in Tokyo primarily focused on Tenchi and his interaction between a girl that was later found out to be nothing more than a shadow. Spoiler. Oops. But she turned out to be not even real. But they were trying to show a lot of romance with that or some show like that. GXP spinoff, which I don't think Itsuki's watched at all.
No, I watched it.
Oh.
Care for it. It's the clumsy thing, right?
Yeah, it's technically a spinoff, you could say. They do actually have some cameo guest premieres for the Tenchi Muyo cast in it. Even some of the characters that they introduced from the 7 episodes that were added on are in there, like Grandma. Excuse me, I have to look around to make sure she doesn't appear. It's just one of my little quirks with that woman. She was scary. You never call her grandma. Never. Tenchi's technically grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Technically, that's what she was, because she was Yosho's wife. Which, by the way, I don't think we explained it earlier, was Tenchi's grandfather.
Yeah.
He later turned out to be Yosho.
Yeah.
And he didn't even turn out to be as old as he looks in the beginning. He's hiding his real appearance. I know. But for a guy that's over, I guess, 1,000 years old, he's not bad looking, frankly.
I know, right? You know, like,
and frankly, I mean, Ryoko is still as sexy as she is, even though in the beginning you see her as a mummy. I mean, seriously, you see her as a dried-out mummy.
Yeah, she looks bad.
Yeah, and then 4th episode you see her naked.
Dude, in, like, most of the episodes...
Well, that's because she's trying to...
She's trying to seduce them. She's...
Well, and again, this is where they try to throw in plot that she fell in love with him at an early age or some shit like that. What it was when she was watching a little boy take a piss. So she was staking claim on somebody who wasn't old enough to think anything about decency. Which goes to show cradle robber. But the GXP really, again, was a spinoff, and they had 2 episodes where the cast of Tenchi Muyo showed up and actually played a small part in it. But GXP stands for the Galaxy Police, which is what Mihoshi is. She's a detective for the Galaxy Police. But really, what this whole series revolves around is kind of the Tenchi universe, with the Galaxy Police thrown in, and the boy who's got the worst luck in the universe, literally. I can't say the worst luck because he ends up with four hot women at the end of the series, so I can't really say that that's bad luck. It's just his luck is bad enough that, or was good enough, I guess, that he managed to get an appointment to the Galaxy Police Academy. And right, even before he graduated from it, he somehow became the captain of his own ship. So, because he has this innate ability to attract pirates. And it's some...
Yeah, because he's awesome like that. Wonderfully stupid.
Yeah, like, he does random jumps sometimes. They like to do random jumps or light speed jumps or whatever you want to call them across the galaxy. And he ends up gathering pirates by the armada load, frankly.
Pretty.
They eventually make him a captain of his own ship so he can run tactics of trapping pirates and shit like that. It's really hilarious and funny that they even try to put a plot to it, but it's just real funny how things end up. And eventually, and more spoilers for you, he eventually comes into being... I think third in line for the throne, Jirai, which is a major thing. So, I guess it's the way to look at it, but just another one of the hilarious parts of the series, or Tenchi universe, I guess you could say. Any comments to add for you?
I don't think so.
Well, do you want to rate the series then?
Because
we're just gonna rate Rio Oki. I don't really feel like rating Universe in Tokyo because Tokyo would get a 2 at best.
I haven't even watched it, so I didn't tell you. I want to rate because I'm gonna be difficult. Oh, who am I kidding? I'm the one that's gonna write it up. So why do I care? I want to rate the first series and Tenchi Forever the movie.
Oh, yeah. That was another
because I liked that movie.
Well, we didn't really talk about those movies.
Yeah, they're discontinuity. It's extra crap for fun time. You know?
I personally didn't want to talk about everything in general because then we would be talking about 3 or 4 episodes. I just wanted to do Tenchi as if it was a genre of its own. I know it isn't, and I know Itsuki will get on my case on it, but yeah, it really is because of how many series seem to have popped out of this one random pilot that seemed to kick off real well. So, please continue. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, you're fine. Tenchi Muyo, probably a 7 on it for itself, just because it's my favorite. It's my thing. I'm not that big of a hero.
Yeah, yeah.
It just, you know, it's just not my thing. But the third movie, Tenchi Forever, I can't even remember the other two. So I should
Daughter of Darkness. Daughter of Darkness and Tenchi Muyo in Love, which those titles don't make any sense either.
No, they tell me nothing, actually. You would think I would, like, remember something. I remember nothing. The only thing I remember is Tenchi Forever, and that's because Tenchi gets older because it's really hot. And I really like 70, actually.
It was an interesting movie, but it wasn't one of my favorites. So, go ahead.
And that gets a 8. It's not horrible, but it's not best ever.
I guess since I've seen all the series, I should rate them all. Because I've seen everything, I should rate them all.
Yes, I can write that down.
Sorry.
You're fine.
Sorry, I'm just saying, for the fairness of the genre, because I am going to officially call Tenchi a genre, I have to give them all a rating, I guess.
Oh, God, okay.
So, I'll start with the movies, just for the sake of it.
Oh, God.
The first movie was about a 7. I mean, I figured that movie was really good.
Okay.
For it, even though it had nothing to do with the series. The second movie, Daughter of Darkness, I would give a 6. Because, again, Tenchi universe, but not really anything to do with the series. And Forever definitely had nothing to do with the series. It was just random. I'm sorry. So that one's going to get a 3. I mean, the storyline for it, it's like Cradle Robber to the extreme. And, I mean, if you want to go with plot, I'll give the plot for that one a 7. But overall, I'd say the movie was a 3 because I just didn't like it. It's not that I don't like romance or anything like that. It's just that. It's just that. Okay. For Ryooki, I'm going to have to do it in 2 sections because Ryooki was done in 2 sections for me, which was the 13 episodes. In the original 13 episodes, I'll give those a 9 because, again, this was one of the series that was... And I'm pretty sure Itsuki is surprised I didn't give it a 10, but it was one of the series that got me into anime. So, it's a 9. The 7 add-on episodes for it, the voice acting got me pissed off, and it really showed me, I guess, what they really wanted to tack on, which was bullshit, so I'm giving it a 5. It's lucky it's getting that high, and the only reason is because it's Ryooki, it carries that name on. That's the only reason it's getting a 5, otherwise it would be a 1. Because of voice acting.
Wow.
I'm sorry, it carries on the randomness, but the voice actors thing, they're lucky I didn't burn the disc. And I mean, like, literally take it, set fire to the disc. I don't mean, like, burn it illegally, because I don't do that. I just mean, like, literally burn the disc in a fireplace and take the box art, cut it up, and burn her name off of the disc box art. Because I'm just upset. Tenchi Universe, I'm going to have to give that a 7.5. Because while it was still a Tenchi Universe, no pun intended, it was longer, and it kept my interest. It really did, at least, to the end. And it still had its random funny moments and just stupid shit. And, now we get to the Crown Gem. Oh, wait, sorry, this is the dingy piece of shit that was lying in the corner that nobody seemed to clean up because the dog decided to take a shit in the corner. Tenchi in Tokyo. Didn't I say a 3 on that?
I think so.
One of the things that they're lucky it's getting a 3, it had no plot. I mean, well, it had a plot, but they added 7 gems that if combined together would make a sword that was Tenchi's mother's sword. That made absolutely no sense whatsoever. It was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And, I mean, it really didn't do anything for the genre. It just had the Tenchi characters, and that was it. Same characters, different story. That was it. They might as well have written a new story altogether. Oh, wait, they did. And they call it Tenchi in Tokyo. Now, Tenchi EXP, I know a friend would get upset if I said anything really bad about it. But to be honest, I really like the series itself because it was just funny with the random shit. You'd be laughing your ass off most of the time. So I'm going to give that one an 8.
Oh, that's
GXP. Tenchi Muyo Galaxy, Tenchi Muyo GXP or Galaxy Police. And you say GXP because, again, it's a different character in the Tenchi universe, but it kind of continues where Tenchi Ryouki left off. Pretty much.
It gives you a good ending. So.
Oh, you know what we forgot to say about Ryouki?
What?
Two people. With Kiyone coming back as Tenchi's fiancé. Oh! Got it. They talk about the mysteries of the universe. I forgot all about that. You know, we forgot about, we forgot a lot of stuff in there. Lady Tokimi. No, they actually explain what she's about.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do. I forgot that. Maybe I should say that. Lady Tokimi.
All I remember about Lady Tokimi. She's there, but I don't understand how. And that's from a robot.
You want a random throw out? Here's a random throw out. They randomly threw out there that Kagato, when he was born, was a hermaphrodite.
Really?
Yeah.
What? You know, honestly, I saw him and I was like, wow, he sounds like a punk and he looks like he has a junk. That's, like, the only thing I could think of when I thought. It's just like, wow.
He started out as a hermaphrodite.
So, never mind. I don't even want to know how...
Washu. She really pissed him off, and apparently that made him want to split off from being one. But anyway, Lady Tokimi... They even explain how Jirai started, too. Lady Tokimi and Tsunami and Washu were actually three goddesses from an ultimate dimension, apparently. And what happened was, they were... At the beginning of time, they existed. They were there. They knew everything there was to know about the universe. They could do whatever they wanted. They were gods. But at the same time, they also knew that there was a higher dimension than what they were on. They exist outside of normal dimensions, apparently, being the fact that they're gods. And they were trying to see if they could find out what's above them, you know, see who was above them, and even try to create one like them. They could make people powerful all they wanted, but they couldn't make somebody like them. So they set out in different ways to do it. Tsunami herself decided to go to a planet and build the planet up around her power, basically creating the trees of Jirai and all that stuff, and basically having their society revolve around her power there. Not like a true god, but having more power than average people. She didn't have all her cosmic powers. She just was more powerful than an average person. Washu, on the other hand, decided to erase her memory and store her powers in the three gems that later became Ryoko's. And she decided to see if she could come up with a way doing it that way, you know, living among normal people. See what happens. And Tokimi, on the other hand, decided to stay at my all-powerful goddess and cause chaos throughout the universe to see if an abnormality would be created. And from all three attempts, they created two beings. One was Z, who had more power than Tenchi, frankly. And he literally could fly through space like Ryoko, destroy planets with a flick of his wrist. I mean, he was as close to becoming like Washu and Tokimi and whatnot than anyone else. And then there was Tenchi. Z had five Lighthawk wings, I guess you could say, while Tenchi only had three. And he ended up as an abnormality himself because of his birth and all that shit. So, interesting facts, if you like. But at the end of the series, at least for Ryooki, Tenchi actually he dies trying to protect Ryoko from Z. It literally gets cut in half protecting her by Z. And he actually ends up getting himself pushed into the ultimate dimension to become God. The problem is, though, he wasn't ready for it. His mind couldn't handle it or some shit like that. And he ended up, it almost killed him, frankly. He was saved by a mysterious stranger who looks sort of, it's a shadow, but the shadow looks exactly like Tenchi and sounds like him. And it's really funny. They even show Washu and Tsunami and Tokimi's mother. They randomly have a mother. Go fucking figure. Oh yeah, and she's naked most of the time, so you get to see her boobs too. So
she's always naked.
Yeah, I guess you could say that that's where Ryoko gets her nudist streak. Anyway. So, yeah, there you go. For those of you, huge spoiler. Woohoo. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention, Tenchi's mother had another child, too. Tenchi had an older sister that looked like an exact twin of his mother. It's so sad. First time he sees his sister after so long, he starts crying because he thinks it's his mother. It's really a sad moment. And I don't know what's worse, was the fact that his sister was looking at him like, oh god, I might want to marry him. Or the fact that his Yosho's wife, kisses him full on the lips. He got a little grandma action. Anyway. So, let's go to the Who's Who's anime game.
Yes, let's. Because I don't even know if you're going to know this. And I'm excited. Because I've been...
Okay, come on. Come on, do it.
Hit it. Tsuruya.
The what?
Tsuruya.
Tsuruya no Kuwa. God. Sayuki?
No.
Was that random left field?
Yes.
Ow. Thank you. Damn. pixie sticks.
Oh, it's already good too.
Are he Suzumiya?
Yes.
Yay!
Yes.
Yeah. Who's the man? You know how I figured it out?
How?
Random fucking guess in the dark.
I figured it as much.
No. Seriously, what happened was I looked at Sayuki in my collection, and then I looked over, and randomly my eyes landed on Haruhi Suzumiya. Yes. Yeah. Yusuke, gotcha! With the spirit gun. Sorry, I had to do something randomly stupid. So, could you explain who this character is?
Tsuruya? She's the girl with the green hair and the fang. Hold on, I'll find her picture of her real quick.
Green hair girl with the fang.
She doesn't show up much.
Is she in the first series?
Yeah. She's got the long, long, long green.
Is she the one that was a robot?
No. No, that's Nagato.
No. Not the bookworm. I mean...
No, that's Ryoko. Ryoko, the robot that tried to kill Sion?
Yeah.
No, that's Ryoko. This is Tsuruya. She was an upper class.
Oh!
That chick.
Yeah, it was a totally random guess, but I am so proud of myself.
I'm so mad. God, that's fuck. She played baseball with him.
I don't care. I'm so happy. I am proud.
I am so glad you actually got that.
I proved I am an expert by randomly guessing. Oh god, I can't believe I got that. Actually, you know, after you said the name, I was planning to say, you know what, I don't know. But I figured that wasn't fair to the fans. So I figured...
Fans, what fans? We have fans.
Well, you know what I mean. You know, that's kind of a cute picture, that second one you sent.
I know. It's
that's a real cute picture, actually. But anyway... No, I figured it wouldn't be fair to the listeners. Depending if they're still listening.
Yeah, really. Please keep listening. Give up.
I figured it wouldn't be fair if I just gave up immediately. Well, I guess it's the end of our show today. Tune in next time for one of Itsuki's favorites, I guess.
I wouldn't call it a favorite, but I'm watching. Older.
Yeah, randomly watching. What was it again?
Big O!
Oh yeah, Big O. Randomly watching that one. So tune in next week for Big O. Thank you. And have a wonderful evening. Or for us.
Thank you for listening to episode 3. And please comment or something.
Yeah.
Tweet us, email us, Tumblr, blah-de-blah-de-blah. I've said it all 50 times. I'm going to say it again.
Yes.
gmail.com. Anime Experts at Tumblr, Anime Experts on Twitter, Anime Experts on Podbean. If you want to, you can contact us on AIM. It's on the Skype, which I'll link to on the Podbean. So that, you know, if you actually want to talk to us. Or you can just...
You're forgetting to say that we may even allow some people, depending.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you like Big O, and you know Big O... Or you just want to make sure we don't talk shit about Big Go, or you just want to make sure I'm not a retard.
That's going to be a hard one. That's going to be hard.
I know, that's going to be difficult. But let us know, and we can feature you. And next week, or, you know, if you don't like Big Go, and it's something else that we are going to do, and you're like, oh, hey, I like that. I kind of really know that. Let us know.
All right.
You really like comments.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening again. And for us, which it is right now, have a good morning.
Yeah, really. Have a good morning, y'all.
Later.
Bye.